From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Disagreements between members of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has split support over who should serve as Secretary of State. Rivals within the transition team are divided between 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney and former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. The president-elect, who has developed a reputation for changing his mind, has praised both Romney and Giuliani. Meantime, on Friday, Trump appointed Kathleen McFarland to serve as Deputy National Security Advisor and Donald McCann as assistant to the president and White House counsel. Neither position requires Senate confirmation. Turkey's president has threatened to break off the migrant deal it struck in March with the EU to allow refugees to cross into Europe. It follows a largely symbolic vote by the EU Parliament Thursday to freeze membership negotiations with Ankara. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reacted with trademark anger Friday to the vote by the EU Parliament.
Bana bak, eğer daha ileri giderseniz bu sınır kapıları da açılır, bunu da bilin.
He warned that if it goes any further, Turkey's border gates will be opened, calling the EU vote an empty threat. Analysts say Ankara believes it holds a trump card in threatening to break off the deal. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Tropical storm Otto is blamed for the death of 9 people on Costa Rica's border with Nicaragua. Costa Rica's president declared 3 days of mourning beginning Monday. Otto was losing strength by the time it hit Costa Rica. It has since headed out to the Pacific Ocean. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. About 300 migrants have been arrested following a riot in Bulgaria's largest refugee camp. After visiting the camp, Bulgaria's prime minister said 6 of the migrants are considered a threat to national security. Bulgarian officials said as many as 1,500 migrants were involved in the clashes at a migrant reception center near the border with Turkey. Tensions have been high in the area, with local residents demanding that refugee camps be closed. Migrants fleeing violence in the Middle East have made their way into the Balkan country despite the fence Sofia erected along the Turkish border amid the worst migration crisis to hit Europe since 1945. The United Nations says life-saving aid is getting to tens of thousands of Syrian refugees stranded on Syria's side of the border with Jordan. Lisa Schlein has our story from Geneva.
Jordan closed its border to Syrian refugees fleeing their war-torn country in June after 7 Jordanian soldiers reportedly were killed by Islamic State militants. Since then, Jordan has allowed only one delivery of aid, and that was back in August to the tens of thousands of refugees trapped at the border. On Tuesday, Jordanian authorities announced the resumption of aid to some 85,000 people, half of them children, stuck in squalid conditions on the remote barren strip of no man's land. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A train collision in Iran killed at least 43 people in the north-central province of Semnan. More than 100 others were taken to hospitals after Friday's crash involving a passenger train and an express train that had stopped at a station because of mechanical problems. Authorities believe the number of casualties is likely to rise and that cold weather may have been a factor in the crash. In the United States, former Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein filed a petition Friday to request a vote recount in Wisconsin, one of 3 recounts she is seeking in swing states won by Donald Trump earlier this month. Wisconsin is preparing to move forward with a statewide recount of votes for president in the U.S. The state must meet a federal deadline of December 13th to complete the recount. After raising the necessary $5 million to fund the recount, petitions for recounts are also expected to be filed in Pennsylvania and Michigan. Stein, however, stands to gain little from a recount, having won around 1% of the popular vote. The statement on the website said the recount effort wasn't meant to help Hillary Clinton, who lost to Trump. Rather, the website says the move is about protecting our democracy. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. And you've joined in for a birthday party. On the 27th of November, one of the great trumpeters around today and of all time, Randy Brecker, turned 71 years old, and we're going to celebrate. Yes, Randy Brecker, one of the great trumpet players, great composer, band leader, award winner, founding member of the Brecker Brothers Band with his late brother, Michael, a session player galore who's played with so many people over the years. You'll hear all about that and hear some of his latest work, Randy Brecker, in the spotlight as we celebrate his birthday. But as we begin this edition of Jazz America, we sadly have to mark the passing of another of the greats of jazz history who just died. He turned 89 years old on the 11th of November, and just 4 days after that, Mose Allison, the great singer, songwriter, and pianist, NEA Jazz Master, passed away. He was originally born in Mississippi, in the Mississippi Delta area, which, of course, is the birthplace of blues. And if you know your history, you know that before there was jazz, there was blues, and there was so much blues in the music of Mose Allison. Now, he was a fine piano player, and after leaving the South and moving to New York City in the 1950s, became a first call player and a member of various bands, very famous jazz musicians he worked with, including Stan Getz and Jerry Mulligan and others. Well, he struck out on his own and became famous for his tongue-in-cheek, sometimes comedic writing, very poetic, and his very distinctive voice, too. So many pop artists adapted his songs to become great pop hits. Well, Mose Allison always thought of himself not as a pop singer or a blues singer or a pop musician, but as a jazz pianist first and foremost. Let's remember Mose Allison now as we hear a song from his 1962 release, I Don't Worry About a Thing, with a song that is so distinctive and so comedic, too. Your mind is on vacation, but your mouth is working overtime. Enjoy. And remember, Mose Allison to begin this set of VOA's Jazz America.
You're sitting there yakking right in my face. I guess I'm gonna have to put you in your place. You know, if silence was golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You quoting figures and dropping names. You telling stories about the dames. You're over laughing when things ain't funny. You're trying to sound like the big money. You know if talk was criminal, you'd lead a life of crime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Short, talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. You don't like this little song I'm singing, just grin and bear it. All I can say is if the shoe fits, wear it, and you must keep talking, please try to make it rhyme. because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working.
Thank you.
the most famous songs in all of jazz history. The legendary father of free jazz, Ornette Coleman, with the song Ramblin' from the 1960 release, Beauty is a Rare Thing. This is Russ Davis, and on this edition of Jazz America, we're celebrating a major birthday of one of the major artists in jazz today and for all time, trumpeter Randy Brecker. Randy Brecker hails from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, one of the major cities in American history and in American musical history, and his brother Michael, of course, with him, created one of the major bands that jazz has ever known, the Brecker Brothers Band, with so many luminaries being part of that band from time to time. We're going to get some thoughts from Randy about the musical household that he grew up in, and then go to the Blue Note in New York City to hear the Brecker Brothers Reunion Band as they give us a Brecker Brothers classic, with Randy introducing the song and giving us some insight into his marvelous late great brother, saxophonist Michael Brecker.
I want to know about your household. Obviously, your father was a player and a writer, yeah, too, and a great inspiration to you. I know you dedicated your Grammy-nominated work Into the Sun to him and even included some of his performance, yeah, which was an amazing thing. Some thoughts about growing up in that household, and, of course, your brother Michael, as he started to emerge, too. You were a little older than him.
Yeah, well, my father was a semi-professional pianist and songwriter and singer, and I did include one of the tunes he wrote for me when I was 2 weeks old. He had prophetically forecast the fact that I was going to play a horn and was called the hottest man in town, and I was going to play a trumpet and have a good time, get all the girls. Not that that happened, but it was kind of fascinating that he preordained the fact that I'd be a horn player. He was a big jazz fan, so my earliest recollections of life were of him playing and having jam sessions and live music over every weekend. And eventually he started to expand our living room as far as buying instruments. We had a set of drums, so I started kind of fooling around playing with drums. Then he bought a set of vibes, we started fooling around with that, and a bass and a B3 organ, and my sister played piano.
Whoa.
And she doubled on bass, and my brother played vibes and drums, and we had a little family band. And Mike kind of came up, he's 3 years younger than I am, but he didn't really get serious about it till high school. He kind of was into his chemistry set in junior high school, and it wasn't until really I almost left the house that he really move forward. And when I had left him, he was pretty much playing alto saxophone, kind of being a big Cannonball Adderley fan, and he had eventually switched to tenor, and the rest is history. You know, music was the centerpiece of our household.
And now let's go to the Blue Note to hear Randy Brecker and the Brecker Brothers Reunion Band on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Okay, no Brecker Brothers Band reunion would quite be complete without paying tribute to the late, great Michael Brecker. Yeah! We miss him a lot, but we still have his music to carry on, right? And we're going to do one of his most popular tunes, one we love to play. Often he didn't like to play this one because he didn't like to play any of his stuff or hear anything he ever did, or he didn't, you know. But this is a great tune. It's a title tune from our sixth record in the 80s, 1982. It's called Strap Hangin'.
From the Brecker Brothers Band Reunion, recorded live at the Blue Note in New York City and featuring the great guitarist Mike Stern, among other luminaries. Joining with him, Randy Brecker and the rest of the crew with Strap Hangin'. Hope you enjoyed that. I've got more conversation with Randy Brecker and more of his latest recorded work coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And it's always great to hear from longtime Jazz America listeners. Case in point, a recent message I've received from longtime Jazz America listener Paul Okudo from Nairobi, Kenya, who wrote me an email with the subject line, Errol Garner. Hi, Russ. Listening to Errol on YouTube recently was such an experience I wouldn't forget. The endless smile on his face as he worked the piano effortlessly was magic. I guess his rare collection's now available for purchase. Please let me know. Well, Paul, yes, there is, more than one, actually, rare collection of Errol Garner releases that have come out. A live performance from years ago came out last year, and just out this year is a new one called Ready, Take One. It's the first new studio album in nearly 25 years, with 14 previously unreleased songs, including 6 original compositions. And one of those compositions is this one, a song he used to play in the club scene in the 60s and 70s. It's called Wild Music, and it begins with Errol Garner on solo piano, then brings in the band. Hope you enjoy it here on VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. Thank you.
Collaboration between two of the greatest guitarists that jazz knows in the modern era or forever, in my humble opinion, the great Pat Martino from Randy Brecker's hometown of Philadelphia and a former member of the Brecker Brothers Band, Mike Stern, together on the song Outrider from Pat Martino's collection of duets with various other guitarists called Both Sides Now. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. I attended the 2016 Jazz Connect Conference, the yearly gathering in New York City of jazz musicians, professionals, and enthusiasts. I attended and participated in various events and panels and spoke to artists on the spot. Here's some of that audio right now.
I got Randy Brecker right here in front of me at the Jazz Connect Conference. Great to see you, my brother. And I just had to say what a wonderful record Randy Pop is and just get some quick thoughts about that, because what a concept. You're always putting together a great band, in this case bringing your daughter Amanda. She just sang her little patootie off.
Well, thanks. It was a lot of fun to do. It's the first time we've worked together professionally, and she was really a pro, I have to say.
And everybody else is a pro too. And to put the concept together of the songs that you played on as a sideman down through the years, it was tough to come up with a song list that wasn't 1,000 songs, right?
Yeah, it was hard to narrow that stuff down, I have to admit, and a lot of the stuff I didn't remember, but the ones we chose, I had a lot of stories, and they were special sessions. And of course, I have to mention Kenny Werner, who arranged all this stuff. He did a brilliant job.
And when is Stella going to sing with you?
Well, she's singing great, I have to say. I'm serious. She's 7 years old, perfect pitch, and just belts it out. So I think we'll probably put her on the next record somewhere. I think she's about to. We've got to keep it going in the Brecker family.
7 years old? That can't be possible. That means you and I are getting up there,
yeah,
my brother.
We're getting up there, man. I don't want to even think about it, but I just turned 70. Uh-oh.
I just turned 64. And Otta, any quick thoughts about what's going on with her?
Well, we're working on a project together, slowly writing. I think we'll probably do something, co-build or something. She certainly deserves that. And she's writing just great stuff, and we're trying to just slowly put a thing together. We've been pretty busy, so it'll be slow going, but something will be coming out sooner or later.
Randy Brecker and Busy, that's amazing. Always great to catch up with you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for all your support.
Couldn't have been no more than one or two.
First thing.
just one of the famous songs that Randy Brecker's played on in the past, Donald Fagen's New Frontier with his daughter Amanda on vocals. And speaking of his wife, Ada Rovati, here's The Green Factor, the album, and the song Your Highness on Jazz America from VOA 1. From one of the reigning queens of modern jazz saxophone, Ada Rovati, the wife of Randy Brecker. More of our celebration of Randy's birthday next hour.